Okay, Zechnish was Daniel Shainavas or Shua Fala. Okay, today we're starting a new packet, Kav Dalet. Continuation, Rechitz of Yom Kippur. This is about putting water into your mouth on a tinus. You want to rinse out or something like that. So, what's the halachas about rinsing out on a tinus? So we'll begin with the sugya in Brachas on Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, and the Tosfos Dibur Maskil Toim. So let's see, and we'll take us through this inyan. Because it comes up a lot. People, you know, like to rinse out their mouth. Wake up in the morning, they rinse out their mouth. So the question is, are you allowed to do that on a tinus and or not? So the Gemara begins in Brachas Yudal Amr Aleph. Boy minei, hashi and tana devei rav ami mi rav ami. Hashori b'tainus mahu sheyitom. A person who is involved in a tainus. So is he allowed to be towing? So let's see what Rashi says. It's a tafshil. Whereas towing, pasha means that you put, say, some food in your mouth and you taste to see whether it needs more salt, less salt, spices, whatever. And then presumably you spit it out. Because if you're going to swallow it, papashtas, then that's achila. Right? So pashtas means you toyem to put in your mouth, your taste buds will, you know, feel out the situation, and then you'll spit it out. So that's what the Gemara says. Hashori b'tayis ma sheyitom. Achilu shtiya kabel alei v'haleka. We say that you were mekabel achilu shtiya. So this is not achilu shtiya. Or maybe when you mekabel a tainus, you mekabel hanah. V'ha'ika, this is hanah. Amalei toing ve'im mekachlu. So the Gemara says you could taste it and there's no problem. Toing ve'im mekachlu. Tanya namihachi, mat emes, eina tu'una bracha. A person who tastes something doesn't have to make a bracha because it's not eating. Vashori b'tainis toim ve'im b'kachlum. Ad kama Rav Ami v'Ravasi tame at shiur reviyosa. Because until a revius, say if it's a liquid, you want to taste the liquid. So up to a revius. More than a revius, we'll have to see. You can't be towing. So that's the Ibai and the Gemara. There was Makabal Achil and Shtiyah, but Te'im is okay, or he was Makabal Ol Hano. So look at Toys. This time, Vekay Makachlum. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, Shechozer Opolit. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, Beferish. It means that you are going to spit it out. The lo chashiv hanam and hati'ima. Aval boleya lo, afil b'shar taniyos. B'shuhachi pol leidein tzorach barach sheinu nene. And look at the previous tosis, which I didn't bracket, but I should have. Odilmat hanok habilei, hay lishna mashem vayi b'tainis yochid. Shekibil alav. Aval b'tainis hakosuv lo. So he says, tosis says that this is talking about a tainis that you're mekabel. So that's the whole point. Toim, because he only was mekabel this. But if it's not a tainus that you mekabel, like Yom Kippur, or you don't have to be mekabel Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is there, whether you're mekabel Yom Kippur, you're not mekabel Yom Kippur. So there's a halacha of being mosif, and you know we have mekabel kedushas Yom Kippur, but it's not the same type of Kabbalah. We're just like we're mekabel Shabbos. Just because we're mekabel Shabbos doesn't mean that Shabbos is coming whether you're mekabel Shabbos or you're not mekabel Shabbos. You know, you can't say, well, I don't keep Shabbos, I was never mekabel Shabbos. That's what we learned last year, all these halachas. Right, yeah. Once the Zman is here, the Zman is here. You like it or you don't like it.
Second,
I feel Bashar Tainis of a Bolea low. Yeah. So what's the point that we're assuming that he was Mekabel Achil and Shtia? So you tow him because he's only Mekabel Achil and Shtia. So look in the Rush for a second. Miu dafka berevius. So we'll tvei berevius chashiv hanal inin tanis. Miu nivrad rochel otzarkenu shenu ner. So I understand. What's pshat Rabbeinu Chananel? If we're saying that he was only mekabel achilu shtia, so then even if he got hanal from the teima, toim vei mekach klum, he's saying that that's not considered hanal. But I thought the pshat is in the Gemara that he was only mekabel achil and shtia. So even if it was hana, but it's still not achil and shtia. So how do you understand Rabbeinu Chananel? You understand Rabbeinu Chananel say, well, it's not hana. But even if it was hana, it should be okay if you hold that he was only mekabel achil and shtia. Well, unless he's saying that. And we're not sure what it is. Maybe he was Makabal Hanah, but this is not Hanah.
Now,
there's a Pashup Shad in the Gemara is Achil Shtiyo Makabal Alei, and therefore it's Mutter, or Hanah Kabal Alei, and therefore it's Aser. So then the Gemara says, Toim Vekay Makachlum, the Pashup Shad means because he's only Makabal Achil Shtiyo. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, isn't it a little peculiar? Because he's saying, well, it's not Hanah. But even if it was Hanah, it still should be Mutter because it's not Achil and Shtia. Right? And then when the Gemara says, if it's Tvei Mervis, is Aser, because there it is considered Hanah. Unless you say, because anyway, how do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara says, Achyur.
It's only he doesn't have like that line in the Gemara. The answer doesn't really make sense.
Right. So, meaning he doesn't have. He just has Achyur B'Tanis Ma'u
Shiyitim.
Right. And then his
Gemara. Then his answer makes perfect sense.
I mean, he doesn't have the line, Achyur Shtiyah Kibbilei Va'aleikah, that whole line.
Right. I don't know how to make sense of his answer.
Let's look in the Rabbeinu Chananel at the bottom. Sorry, but I just don't remember. Came a shachozer polite, lochashiva hana, menati ima. Yom Yitzhak Bracha. Tach. Kach Tami Ravami Ravasi Ad Kedei Revius.
Yeah, but that's not really a
right. Well, then he says, Kedamrina and Hanah. So you see that he had that line. No? What do you mean, Kedamrina and Hanah Kabilalei? So doesn't that show that that was part of his Girsa? Where else, where would it say Hanah Kabilalei?
So maybe,
so
he must, but he says that it means he thinks that that's maybe more possible. Which is not
Pashas Gemara
at all.
Pashas Gemara is Achil Nishtil Chabil Olay. So he's saying, no, Hanah Chabil Olay.
But this isn't Hanah.
Right.
Right.
Right, so this is a whole new pshat in the Gemara.
Right, I mean, he's saying, you know, usually in Bay, you pick one side of the Vilna.
Right.
He's saying, no, we take the second half, but we make them anyways. That's what Gemara means.
Right, in other words. Because the Gemara says if it's mutter, if you hold achil shdi, it's also that. But it says no, toim kachlum, that it's hana, but
right. But meaning it's not really a teresh, it's a kircha. But your question is a shvaka question because there's really no hana either way.
Right.
That's how Rinal reads the answer.
Right. In other words, it's not tolay on your tliya.
Right.
Yeah. You hear what he's saying? He's saying well.
But that's all. It's a very strange shot.
Because usually these are the choices. Pick one.
Right.
Multiple choice.
Right.
A or B. Now you want to say C. It's not part of the choices.
Right. I can't think of another you I've ever seen that.
Yeah, yeah. Because the question is, if you hold the answer is Achil Ishtir Kabel Olay, so then what's Pshat Toei Machir of Yosef? Why should that be a limit? Why should the ma'aseh is no achil ishtiyah? So maybe that's what led him to.
Unless he's reading his mother's katastrophe, but he holds that at a certain point, you're getting so much enough that it's valid if you were to make it without discovering for it. It's similar to what we said by Rechitza, that the Rechitza, talking about Kaz, that Rechitza had so much talent that you said. That even though you're not inhabited, it's considered like the features of the habit. So too, you can't say that you're eating a full meal, but you're not stopping, and therefore, at some point, it's objectively a chila. It's not
basically. Even if nothing went down.
Yeah.
It's not Hanas Goron, it's not Hanas Meav. Super Hana. Yeah.
But the Pasuk Gemara is that we don't care about the Hana. We care about a Maisa.
Right. Right.
When it's more than Rabbis, then the Lord of the Hana turns into a Maisa Hina. No matter where you're running.
Okay. Okay, it's interesting. It's an interesting approach. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a look. It's always good to look in the Trumas Hadeshin. I told you, you have to know all the Trumas Hadeshins. So let's look what the Vos Doctor. So this Trumas Hadeshin, I told you, it's brought down in the postgame. The Trumas Hadeshin didn't write; he wrote the questions and the answers. Like it's a good way of presenting information. You know, question answer. You write the question. You write the answer. Misha darko olam luchot espid b'shachris. Somebody every morning he rinses out his mouth. Shari naim lemer hachi biyom taniso olam. Olaf, that's the question. Can you rinse your mouth out on a tainus? So says the Primus, the tshuva. Here the tainus tzibur lo kosher lemebed, hachi biyom taniso, lo tainus yachid shari. So he wants to make a distinction between a tainus yachid and a tainus tzibur. V'chem kibalti echad mehagdolim horakach. He says echad mehagdolim. The Ferrari says the Mario, who will be darkei Moshe. Echad mehagdolim horakach. V'dikdik mahadamirim perik beis the brachas. Tashor b'tainis toim vein b'kachlom ad kamad revius. Who perish. Rabbeinu Chanal Shan Davka Chechozer Polit. Afilochi Davka Drevis. Well, Tvei Mervis Chashiv Hana Avogav the Polit. Right? That was the. Vrotze Echad Maragdolim Leel.
That sounds like Ezra.
That sounds like Ezra. Because. Why is it Ezra?
But if it's
Tvei
Mervius, then that's considered Hana, even though
you
didn't swallow.
Right, but that's not that. Ezra's saying that's considered Achila. Yeah. So it's, I don't. Throw to Echad Magdol and Dalel, but Chila Lomar, Damasha, Oda Machzig Maim, Pekav Yodo, Gede Lachnisel, Piv Lerochzo, Botzi, Hu Mervius. Whereas if you put water in your hand, to put it. So you, I guess you measured out a revius, and now you put it in your hand, and now you're going to put it in your mouth. So then obviously some of the water is going to get on your hand. So you're going to lose, so it's going to be less than a revius by the time it gets into your mouth. L'kach shari, shari polton. So it's less than a revius. V'chaza, mitam zevihitir, mitam, so he says, so that was his. This is what Gadol said. But then he said, V'chazar mitam zeh, and then he changed his mind. V'hiti mitam ache, and he said a different thing. V'afil ha v'yosem revis, davka rotza litom osu b'yosem revis. T'kevim z'skavim litom mishani mine afogav de polit. So now he's saying a difference between why are you putting it in your mouth? Is it you want to taste the water? Usually not what you want to do, taste the water. But say you don't want, it's not what you're going to taste the water. You want to wash your mouth. So why does a person put water in his mouth, rinse out his mouth? It's not why he wants to taste the water. It's because he wants to rinse out his mouth. So then it shouldn't make a difference if it's a revis or more than a revis. V'nirim yikom mokom davka tainis yochid, of a little tainis tzibur. Ti gufei detoam ekedei revis, because of tosas, the law ayri yelab tainis yochid. Already, I knew the chalik mitam acher. The dafka tafshi l'sham mashkin l'shori alal revius. Mishum to tvei revius hisli bano tili polit. Avol ma'im afil biyosu revius l'choshiv mishane came into polit. He says, water. Maybe this idea of getting hanoa more than revius is dafka by other things. Tafshil, Sharmashkin, even it's a strange type of thing. I mean, you get hanoah from orange juice, if it's going to be more than revius, then you spit it out. Okay, it's interesting. If a ma'im afil biyosim revius kol choshiv mishane, came into polit. Okay, gavnu chalkin tosis. So he says that. I gave the chalkin tosis Ahadaman the Chavke Umsa, the person was choking. The Shosa Mayim ain't Sarach Mavarech. Right? He's choking on a bone and he takes water to. He doesn't have to make a bracha. The Lolam Yisle Hanam. He shows him Shah Masnu Sarach Mavarech. So he said that you could put a water, you can rinse out your mouth. That's not even to ima. But still, he has this thing about the difference between Tainis Yachid and Tainis Tzibur, which is also a little strange. Why should there be a difference? What? So you are makabel, so therefore what? You are makabel, and therefore?
And therefore anything
is us. Therefore
anything's us. What? Other people don't know that you're makabel, and sometimes you're doing it.
Hello. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So let's see how it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. On page 8. Ashari b'tainis yochel litom, page 10, ad kidei revis, uvad sheyiflot. Uviyom ha-kippurim v'tainis mutishabav oser. So that's your toyim. Yish machmim chol tainis tzibur. So you can be toyim. Let's assume this is a toyim, like a real food. Toyim a piece of chicken. Toyim. So he's working that. Like the Rabbi Chanok Yabilele. In other words, because why is it? In other words, if you assume that Hanah is Aser, Hanost, so then you could say that Betanis Yachid, you weren't Mekabel Hanah. Tainis Tzibur is not tolerated in Kabbalah. So then it has to do, if it was not tolerated in Kabbalah, Tainis Tzibur. So then we assume that even Hanah Sochel is us. So Tainis Yachid, Achil Shtir. So therefore, Ti'im is Mutter. There's Achil Shtir, Ti'im Chabiyol Olay. Achil Chabiyol Olay. But Makai Sivir is not calling Kabbalah. So therefore, so why is it us? There must be that there's some Isser of Hanah Mei Ocha. Strange type of gather. Why is.
Is that the Torah level times, or is that
the Rabbanon? Well, he's saying Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is Torah. Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av is not.
Is there a Hanah Me'ocha? Is that the Torah din of Yisrael Shechem, or is that the Rabbanon? That's some kind of.
It's hard to say that you broke the Inoy if you spit it out.
Right.
Could be some type of chumrah.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's the
shalom
of
pizza. But we're talking about even a piece of food. Right? Put a piece of food. Can you put a piece of food in your mouth?
Right.
So we say, by a tainis yachid, if you spit it out, it's okay. By a tainis tzibur, if you spit it out, it's not okay. Because the mice. You're getting hanah from the food. There's some isser of getting hanah from food. on the Tainus. Where does that come from? I mean, the kasha is already on Tosis. Tosis makes this chiluk between the Tainus Yach and the Tainus Sibur. And he makes a chiluk between spitting out, not spitting out. Rabbeinu Hanano and Tosis. Let's see now. And let's look in Gimel. Misha Darka Lirchatz Piv, that's the Truma Sedesh. Misha Darka Lirchatz Piv, Shachris Betaynis Sibur. Shachris Betaynis Sibur, Lo Korsha Lemeber Hachi. Well, Tainis Yochid Shari came in to Poland. Fiyish Rumayim Shirochis Yosin Revis. So it's a strange I mean, look, you have here in the smock on page 12 concept of, you know, chashina that you're going to swallow. Lirchat panav v'piv v'shina v'osur panav v'shem tainik piv v'shina v'shem tafil chatzishir osur min haTorah Shem yavol lo mayim begrono. But the question is that what?
But no one else said that.
Right. I mean, the Truma Sedeshin is not Mashma that we're talking about Shem Yavo. In Halacha Beis, he says, Yesh Omrim. So it here reveals Papa Machas Ella Ma'at Ma'at, Yesh Omrim Shafil Papa Machas Yachel Utomo Gede Reveals. And if they're about to share Halacha Ma'at, Shalom Yuva Plum. Well, there are two things. Of course, you always have to take into account the chashash. Okay, that's fine. But there's something else besides the chashash that you see from the first halacha in Sif Aleph. Yochel litom al kidei revis. Bevacha yiflot. V'yom ha-kippurim. I mean, it all goes back to the Truma Sedeshin. So it seems that there's this thing of getting hanah from. In other words, assuming that hanah kab, or the Gemara has this concept of maybe hanah kabil away. So, Tosfos makes this thing that by Tainus Yachid, you only. So the way it seems in the Tosis and the Raf, like you said, that there is an issue of Hanakh Kabil, like Titus Steve. Or even by Tainus Yachid, Toy may be Kachlum, because he's not getting Hana.
It's like not either.
I wouldn't have thought that way, but
that's not. I've never read the Gemara. In other
words, it's seemingly that they're assuming that that you are mekabel hana, but that's not hana, right? That's what you said, right? The pasuk traveling Gemara is in achil shniyah kabel ulei. You say no, hana kabel ulei, but still it's okay. And by Titus Seymour, it's not Tolei Kabbalah, so then what? So then there's a Din of Hana. It's a Din of Hana.
We said this is a Hana too, right? So why is this Din of Hana more strict than that Din of Hana?
Right, because Lechora, he's saying Yom Kippur is Asur. Why is it Asur? Because Hana. Before we said, he's Mekabel Hana, but this is not Hana. But for Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av, it is Hana.
Right.
Yom Kippur
Tisha B'Av, you know, the lack of joy, and
so this is considered breaking up the universe.
It's a...
I'm
not sure
the
time is. Or we could say that when it came to Tanis, so Chazal were gozer a extra level. When it came to an individual's Kabbalah, Chazal cannot come in, and there's no mechanism for that. Are they gonna say that they're a one on a Kabbalah that I might take on later? So
bottom line is the chiluk. That what were you saying?
I'm trying to say that.
They're getting him. We tell him is a hana, and if
but it is a lack of joy.
So you mean, so therefore, if Kippur and Tisha B'Av is a din inoy, so then you can't be torn because you're breaking the inoy. It's interesting. We're asking the Magen Avraham Kasha. Why does the Mechaber speak about Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? The Tosfos was saying chiluk between Tanis Yachid and Tanis Tzibur. So that's not necessarily. It happens to be the two cases of Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur that it happened in Avinu. But maybe that's the answer to the Magen Avraham Kasha. That you're saying that it's not a din in Tanis Tzibur. It's a din in those Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So then you're breaking the Inu. So we're saying. So what's the fact in the Shulchan Aruch? That on a tiny seaboard you could what? It can be towing. Al Kedei Revis. Uvacha Yiflot. Because you're not getting Hana. And Yom Kippur, Osir, why? Even though you're not getting Hana, but it's a you're being revatel the Inui. Right. Right. So for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av also what?
That's not
so in other words, in all the Taniyos, it's only on Revius, so that means that there's more than Revius is going to be a problem, else Hana. Not Al Shabbat Yivlo, Al Hana. So there's this new thing of Hana. And in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, there's no din of. There's an added thing. That even though it's technically not Hanah, but we're just more machmir on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Right, that's the Mogad of Ram's Kasha. Zeh l'kuch b'divei Trush, this is really...
Yeah, but there are levels of Hanah and Yom Kippur that are also like the extension of Pizza,
Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av is going to be also even less than Revi'is. Because that's what he says.
Yeah.
No?
No, because that's Hanah. That's a level of Hanah.
Hanah, right? Even though for the other thing, that's what Rabbi Kyle is asking. But is it Hanah or not Hanah? If it is Hanah, then it should be also in all cases. If not Hanah,
no,
unless you have a different standard of Hanah, that you say.
Hanah,
different standard of Hanah. You have to say that.
Yesh
machmir v'chol tanis tzibur. Rafi Nogin. So tanis hanos achila mekabel not only hanos achila but hanos hanah meochal. Hanah meochal. It's a new getter. I don't know, I've learned this Gemara many years, decades already, but I never was, when, you know, it was Omid on this, these recruiters yet. But there's this new gather of Hanos, Hanom Me'achilam and Hanom Me'ochel. Hanom Me'ochel. And what's John the Ramav? Yesh Machmirim Chol Tanis Tzibur, because there you were in Mekabel. So since you were in Mekabel, then you have the more stringent thing of the Hanom Me'ochel. So there's two gathers. Hanami Achila and Hanami
Ochel.
What? Right. So this is what? It's a very interesting thing. Okay, but something to think about, because there's more to say about this. But then, when it comes to water, he says, we should actually pay the shafis the time is seaborne, or cost them never offer. But he says, but there he doesn't speak about Yom Kippur Tishrei, he speaks about Titus Tzibur. It's interesting, in Halacha Gimel, he doesn't use the words Yom Kippur. Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow, it's something to think about, this whole sugya. It's that simple.
Okay, Yishkoyach.